For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, speaking of those guys and Neville Hewitt joins the drive right now as they're coming off for practice, getting set for this big, big division game against the Indianapolis Colts. Neville, we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me. Okay.
I got to tell you, pretty good, man. I got to tell you right off the bat, Neville, not only did I have you as my player of the game after last week's game, I thought you put together a huge performance. My favorite thing about you is that neck roll you got, man. That is my favorite thing. In fact, I wish you'd go bigger. What made you rock? I don't see many people rock the neck roll very often anymore in the league. What made you slide into that neck roll? It's a throwback. I enjoy it.
Hey, a lot of people don't know. I had a surgery going into my senior year of college, and I pretty much have to wear it. If I don't wear it, I don't think they'll approve me going to field. So it's something I have to wear. It's a Kerr collar.
Well, hey, I think you ought to just go back the old school, man. Yeah. Just double that thing up, man. Let's go, man. Hell, let's get bigger, man.
Yeah, I want it bigger.
Huh?
Hey,
come on, man.
Hey, go too big, man. They ain't gonna put me out there. Don't say I look too stiff or something.
Hey, look here. You keep playing like you played last year. D'Amico don't give a damn what you wear. Ain't no doubt about that, man. I mean, last week, not last year. But hey, Neville, based on obviously you knew you could play. I mean, us as fans and media members, we hadn't got to see you in that particular role, start and play an entire game. I can't help but think back to last year when you guys, and you specifically, watched Blake Cashman go from like a special teams role to a starter and played well and then worked his way into a big contract, a bigger contract. I know you're in the middle of the season, so I may be getting you off track here, but I mean, that's got to be something that a guy like you that is, you embrace special teams, looks up and goes, hey, I'd like to be that cat right there and take the next step this year.
Yeah, I mean, he gives you some hope, but I mean, right now it's just next man up mentality, whatever the team needs, step up, learn the game plan, and play. Everybody's expected to play at a high level, so, you know, learn the game plan, execute the game plan, and do whatever it takes to get the team a win.
Hey, how you mentioned the game plan, learning the game plan, and there's a new linebacker in the building, obviously, with Devin White, and we talked about that yesterday at length, but just from a standpoint of him being able to come in and dive into the game plan and the playbook and things of that nature, how difficult is that for somebody that hasn't been in the system, and what kind of timeline do you expect him to, before he can actually get on the field and contribute?
I mean, our coaches do a great job of, you know, whoever's in the building, you know, getting them up to speed and you know, just, you know, we just try to do whatever we can to get everybody up to speed and learn the game plan and try to make it simple and, you know, take it one day at a time. What we can pick up, we can pick up. What we can't. But our coaches do a great job.
Linebacker Neville Hewitt joins us this week. Got him a pick in that game against the Packers. And boy, I looked in your eyes. I thought you was going to take that thing back, Neville. I really did. And then somebody snuck up and got you. But I thought you was going to get you a touch. But to that point, man, in the last 2 years since D'Amico's taken over, one of the real traits of this team is you guys. And when you look at other teams don't do this as well as you all have. You guys seem to be able to handle injuries in a way where you're still able to be productive and give yourself a chance to win. And you guys had so many guys out of this game against the Packers, in particular on the defensive end of the defensive side of the ball. What is it as being in the building, being there the last 2 years? What sets the tone for that? How are you guys able to survive injuries so well compared to other teams?
Well, we have a solid foundation. If you ever get a chance to come to see our training camp, it's a very hard team to make. And everybody that makes this team is expected to you know, at some point to play a huge role. It's a long season. So, you know, they do a great job of selecting our team. And the guys that are here are everybody's expected to compete at a high level every day. And, you know, we live by the swarm mentality and the relentless strain. So everybody that's up, you expect it to play a certain way.
All right, Neville, what's – by the way, you speaking to a couple cats that didn't miss but a couple of practice and training camp. So we know exactly what you're talking about, big man. It's a beautiful thing to watch, man. I'm a fan as well. It's a beautiful thing to know that your team is built that way, man. And guys like you obviously show it. But let's talk about the Colts, man. I mean, this is as a linebacker, this is a run attack that can come downhill with a big quarterback. It can come downhill with one of the better, bigger, more physical running backs in the game as well, man. Just the talk on the challenge that is the Indianapolis Colts as you see it from that linebacker position.
Yeah, one of the top rushing teams. The back, one of the best in the league. And it's going to come down to you know, stop what they want to do. They want to run the ball, and we got to be able to stop it. And, you know, force them to throw the ball, and we got to be great at defending the pass as well. So we got to play a sound game. From my understanding, all their games has been, you know, about one point. They've been in 1 point games. So it's going to come down to stopping the run, playing good in situations, and even the quarterback run, you know, all of it. So we have to be sound in our technique and strain. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter.
See, to the point that Clint is making, is this a game that for you is more enjoyable because, you know, compared to Jordan Love, who's going to throw the football a lot, they're going to run the ball a bit, but, you know, this is potentially Jonathan Taylor, and also you, as you just said there, Anthony Richardson is a big part of the run game. Is this a game for you, particularly your position, that you know, kind of gets you going a little bit more than what you had to deal with last week?
I look at every game I get to play out there as an opportunity to show that I can play at a high level, that I can step in for Aziz and Henry, and our linebacker room can get the job done. Like last week, they were the top rushing team as well. So part of the goal is to, you know, every week is to stop the run, forcing the, you know, longer distance downs on third down so our guys can hunt. You know, one of the best running backs, and we won the best rush stopping defenses. So, you know, we're up for the task.
All right, Neville, we appreciate you joining us, and good luck this weekend as you guys try to take a stranglehold on this division against the Colts.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Damn it. Ken, he yes, sir'd me.
God. You're 40, Ron.
Oh, man, he doesn't know that.
You're 40.
I got blonde tips, man. I ain't 40.
Yeah, you're trying, man. But
y'all are seasoned. Y'all aren't necessarily older. Just seasoned.
I mean, look,
like, you don't look at me and think. You don't look at me and say, "Yes, sir." Nobody, right when you get done with the conversation, like, "Oh, yeah, you." I'm talking to you.
No, nobody looks at you, but they hear you. You sound old, man. You got a scratchy voice. You laughing like you've been smoking Marlboro Reds for about 10 years.
I can tell you, it ain't Marlboro Reds. It would have been
wood tip, black and mild.
Damn, man, just put me in a lane.
Hey, man, I was there too. I was there too. Wood tip. Wine. I hear you.
You could have gave me Newports. I mean, that would have worked as well. Shout out to Neckroll Neville as he joins us.
Hell of a nickname.
That's it. It just hit me. Just came to me. Old Neckroll Neville. Shout out to him as he joins us. They got a big game coming up, and here in just a bit when we come back on the other side. This is a little long tease. He may be playing more again this week. He played 100% of the snaps in the last game, and he may be playing a little bit more this week when we look at what he did. We look at the injury report that we'll let you know about coming up. And plus, man, I got something I need to get off my chest. I got something. Yeah, don't look at me like that. I got something I need to get off my chest as well. So make it on out here. We got to tell people about these new little new items that Buffalo Wild Wings has dropped on the. Sorry, Tyler, I feel bad for you, but they didn't drop Let it drop some new drinks.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.